WUKY presents Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
71-year-old Dominic Martinez says his is a quintessential American story, growing up in the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s, being drafted into the Vietnam War, coming out of the closet as a gay Catholic Italian American, watching several of his friends die of AIDS in the 1980s and 90s, and after living much of his life in San Diego, returning to his boyhood home. In this part of his StoryCorps conversation, Martina talks about what his life has been like since coming back to Kentucky.
You got to realize that when I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky in the 1950s, it was a somewhat provincial town of 70,000 people whose main interests were basketball and horse racing. And the powers that be were pretty much a fine network of good old boys. And I realized that things were different now because by 2013, Lexington had grown to 350,000 people, 35,000 of them Latinos. And my life started going very well, mainly because I made the choice at that point to become actively engaged. I had realized from periods in my past life that you can't sit around and expect things to happen to you. If you want something to happen in your life, you have to go out and engage and make good things happen. One of my first ideas was a small film festival geared toward the Latino community. It was very well crafted. I even got stars and directors to come from L.A. with their films, and a good time was had by all, really. The only problem was not enough people came. And I realized into it after the second year that the Latino community in Lexington, most of them are mainly blue-collar workers with families and kids, and they do not go to the movies. Now, that's not the only thing I've done. I've also been involved in a group called the Catholic Committee of Appalachia. We go down to Eastern Kentucky and talk with all the people that are doing social work down there, and we're trying to get people that are not in religious communities to become involved down there and help those people. I'm also involved in a group here in Lexington called the Christian-Muslim Dialogue, which is a very important issue at this point. And it's Jewish people, it's Christian people, it's Muslim people, and the whole intent of it is to promote dialogue so that we can combat this horrible discrimination against Arabic Muslim people now. And I can't say whether it's working or not, but it sure is a good thing for the people that participate in it. So I will have to say that my life is full here. By being involved in all these activities, I have made a whole circle of wonderful friends that I really, really do love them and really, really enjoy being around them. I find that my life here is actually better than it was in California. And, you know, that's surprising because I didn't necessarily expect that to happen, but it has happened.
Dominic Martina talking about why he's happy to finally be home in the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
You've been listening to Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth, an exclusive presentation from WUKY.